This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
How did your journey end up to where you are now?
Yeah, so it kind of happened by accident. Like, literally, I was in college, and that was the first time I realized I did not have good credit. I tried to get a car. They wanted me to finance it at like 28%.
Damn.
I took it because I didn't grow up learning about credit or knowing about credit. It wasn't a thing. So by the time I realized I had bad credit, it was too late. I was already mid-contract. So when I, you know, went to renew my car, they told me, you know, hey, you can't. You're going to take negative equity into your new loan. You need to fix your credit. And I just went home and I just started researching it. So as I began to, like, fix my own credit, repair it, and like, build, I started, like, telling my family and friends about it, like, things to do, things that were working for me. And it started with me starting a Facebook group with, like, 10 people just for my family and friends. And that ended up, that group now has over like 600,000 people, but it started just in that group, me thinking I'm sharing credit information with family and friends. And I ended up going to school for it, changing my major, switching my major, studying it, getting certified, getting board certified. And it kind of just happened like that. I started trying to fix my own, and then I just like became obsessed and fell in love with credit.
28% is crazy. Were you aware that your credit, I mean, obviously it was a surprise to you, but what were the things that you were doing looking back that were negatively affecting your credit?
I think my biggest thing was I hadn't built credit at that point. Like I was always taught no credit cards, cash, buy everything. If you don't have the money for it, you can't afford it. Mm. Now I know that, of course, it's not true, but living that way, you know, caused me to not have credit. And then the credit that I did have, I had like a few collections, just low level, like T-Mobile phone bills and stuff like that. But Yeah, so I had no credit, and then on top of that, I had a few bad accounts.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, okay, so when did you start like teaching credit?
So it started, like I said, with just teaching, sharing information, I would say, with my family and friends. I didn't start officially teaching it until I got certified. So I was certified through FICO, and then I went to get board certified as a credit educator. And so that was when I was like comfortable with sharing information. I'm just the type that I don't like to teach or educate about anything that I don't feel like I'm an expert in, especially online, because, you know, people crazy. So, yeah, I definitely, after I realized, like, I had a passion for it, I knew that this was something that the people that look like me in my community, I knew that this was something that they was missing. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I could explain it in a way that they would understand, which is what was, like, the driving force around me getting the formal education and then, like, translating it to my audience and people that look
so
like
me.
So
what is that? Is it a FICO certification?
Yes, yes.
What is that?
Oh, they need the program back. But it was a program where you would go through, it was 8 weeks, and you would literally just learn the ins and outs of the FICO score, like how every single point is allocated, how your credit, we had to break down a credit report. I'm able to like look at a credit report and immediately identify any areas of opportunity. Like the FICO course taught you in a way that credit is not being taught anymore. It was just like diving in detail about how every single item affects your score, things that will lend points to your score. And it just kind of took the mask off, I would say, of just credit score.
So when we talk about FICO, a lot of people, what's your FICO score? What's your credit score?
Yes.
How does this work? Because we know that there's bureaus, Experian, Equifax, TransUnion, mm-hmm. and then there's FICO. Are the scores from those three bureaus average and that becomes your FICO score? How does that work?
So the easiest way to explain it is we have three separate credit scores. Mm-hmm. They're assigned by TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. So those are three scores that you're assigned. Now, when it comes to FICO score and credit score, FICO score is the industry standard. So like if you're purchasing a home, if you're buying a car, applying for a credit card, they're going off your FICO score.
Okay.
The difference is most people are only privy of their Vantage score, which is essentially just like a free version of FICO score. And that is like when you have Credit Karma. Most credit monitoring apps will give you your Vantage score, mm-hmm. as opposed to your FICO score, which is why a lot of times people will think that they know what their credit score is and they'll go apply for something and they're like, well, Credit Karma was telling me I had a 650, but the car lot is telling me I have a 540. So there are three different credit scores, and to not make it complex, FICO has many different models. So depending on what you're applying for, the lender will choose a different model that they'll pull.
I think I've seen that. So it was mm-hmm. like if I needed a loan, it was like FICO score 8. Or
yes,
if I needed
yes.
a credit card, it was different bureaus inside of it. And they mm-hmm. could be similar or they could be vastly different, right?
They could be vastly different.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're graded differently?
True. So the ones that I like to talk about, because I think that everyone should be aware of these different ones, FICO 8 is the one that's used the most. So especially when you're applying for credit cards, some car and personal loans, they're going to use FICO 8. Mm-hmm. When you're purchasing a home, they're specifically going to use FICOs 2, 4, and 5, which are known as the mortgage scores. If you're purchasing a car, they're going to use your FICO 5, I mean your FICO 6, which is your auto score.
Okay.
So those are like the three most used versions or widely used versions of your FICO score. But the way that I teach credit, when you fix your credit profile, it'll translate across all scores, which is why I don't necessarily like place too much emphasis on the different versions of your FICO score, because if you have a healthy profile, it'll translate regardless of which score is pulled.
Keep it healthy.
Yeah.
So what factors contribute to your personal credit score?
So credit score is broken down into five categories, right? So most people know your payment history is 35%, your credit utilization is 30%, credit age is 15%, and then hard inquiries and credit mix are both 10%, right? So those are the five factors that lend to your credit scores. Now they're weighted differently. So payment history is 35% or worth up to 192.5 points. Credit utilization is worth 165 points. Credit age is worth 82.5 points. And then hard increase in credit mix are both worth 55 points each, right? So those are the separate factors. And when you're building your credit, if you focus on those top three categories, which is credit utilization, payment history, and credit age, you'll have at least like a 680, 690 and sometimes even a 700, depending on.
So can you go through each one of those top three? Like credit utilization, explain.
I definitely can. So payment history is the largest factor in your credit score. So in layman's terms, pay your bills on time. If you cannot make a payment, schedule an arrangement with your bank. Because the second that your bank reports a late payment, which is a payment that's 30 days past the due date, you will have a late payment. Because your payment history is the largest factor, one late payment can literally drop your score up to 100 points, depending. And so then credit utilization, which is one that's slept on, and honestly, it's the one to me that has the most immediate impact on your score. So what I mean by that is your credit utilization is pertaining to credit cards. So how much you're using your credit card, how much of a balance you carry over to the next month is going to determine your utilization. Keeping that below 10% is going to do wonders for any profile. And then credit age is something that when you're in the beginning of building your credit, you're not really going to have any control over that. As you open new accounts, close new accounts, if you are repairing your credit and you're getting things deleted, that also affects your credit age because it is an average. So after you get your basic base level credit profile, and we can go into that, don't apply for anything for 6 to 9 months, and that'll aid to improving your credit age. Because that's the mistake that a lot of people make when they're building credit. The probably the number one mistake.
Is what?
Applying too fast. Trying to build credit too fast. Thinking that anything that they apply for and get approved for, it's a great thing for their credit profile.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.